We're on the very bottom of Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis. Just one clarification. Last year, the Braisa that we had in the middle of the page, with the Tanur Rabbanan, Tashmishe Mitzvah, we said our Nizrakin, Tashmishe Kedusha, our Nignazin. So then the Braisa went on to say, Ve'elu Hein Tashmishe Kedusha. So we weren't sure how to read that. Ve'elu Hein Tashmishe Kedusha, it's Duluskame Svaram Tefillin Umazuzuz. The coverings of the Svaram Tefillin and Mezuzuz. Not the tefillin and mezuzahs themselves; those are not tashmisha kedusha. Those are kedusha mamish, as we see in Tosis. Even the Rashi holds that the ritzuas themselves. Well, Rashi is going to have a difficult time with this brisa, but according to Rashi, even the letters, the dalid on the shell, rosh, would be kedusha mamish and not tashmisha kedusha. Fine. We're on the bottom now, second to last line of Chav Vav Amud Beis. Amar a puppy mishmei the rava. To take a shul and turn it into a base medrash is mutter, because the base medrash has more kedusha than a shul. But to take a base medrash and turn it into a base hakneses is also because it has less kedusha. So nowadays it's hard for us to understand this because really, and the Bir Halacha actually points this out in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, every Beis HaMedrash B'Zman HaZeh is also a Beis HaKnesses. But it seems in those days a Beis Knesset was for davening and a Beis HaMedrash was for learning. And at least for a puppy holds that learning is more kadosh than davening, and therefore a Beis HaMedrash has greater kedusha than a Beis HaKnesses. However, Rav Papa Mishmei D'Rava Masni Ipa, Rav Papa says the opposite. Amar of Acha, Kavase Rav Papi Mistavra, makes sense like Rav Papi, that the base medrash has more kedusha than a base hakneses. The Amar of Yishuv ben Levi, base hakneses, mutter la'asosa base medrash, shma mina. If you're allowed to turn a shul into a base medrash, must be that the base medrash has more kedusha. Right? Because we have a rule from our Mishnah, ma'alim b'kedusha ve'imoridim. Darish bar Kafra. My dichsi, what does the pasuk mean in Melachim Beis when it says about Nivuzradin? Vayisrof es Beis Hashem, he burned Beis Hashem, ves Beis Hamelech, and the Beis Hamelech ves kol batei Yerushalayim, ves kol bayis gadol saraf ba'esh. What did Nivuzradin burn? So the Gemara darshins Beis Hashem is a Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamelech elu palterin shel Melech. Ves kol batei Yerushalayim, all the houses of Yerushalayim, kemashman, like it sounds, the houses in Yerushalayim. Ves kol bayis gadol saraf be'esh. What's a bayis gadol? Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rishu ben Levi. Chad amar makom shemegadlin bo Torah. It's a base medrash where we raise Torah, we raise Talmidei Chachamim. V'chad amar makom shemegadlin bo tefillah. It's a place where we raise tefillah. A shul. Man the amar Torah, where do we see a lashon of gadol by Torah? Tirsir Hashem chafetz man tzidko yagdil Torah v'yadir. Man the amar tefillah tirsir. Yechsiv, Sabrina Agdalot, Asher Asa Elisha, the great things that Elisha did. Ve'Elisha da'avad, berachami hu da'avad. Elisha did all his great things through rachami, through tefillah. So here you see the gedolos refers to the tefillos of Elisha, which gave him his kochos. Testayim, we can prove the Rishu ben Levi who damar makom shemer gadlan bo Torah. It must be Rishu ben Levi who says that the bayis gadol is bayis shemer gadlan bo Torah, and meaning a base medrash. The Amar Rishu ben Levi base hakneses mutter la'asoso base medrash ma'amina, because the Rishu ben Levi holds that a base medrash is more kedusha than a base hakneses. Therefore, that must be the bayis gadol. How do you know that? Because ma'alim b'kodesh ve'imorid, and he holds that a base hakneses can be turned into a base medrash. The Gemara continues to discuss the Mishnah. We said if you sell a Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to buy Svarim, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, because it's going down in Kedusha. Iboilahu. This is your question actually from last time. Iboilahu. Mahu Limkor Sefer Torah Yashan Likach Bo Chadash. Can you sell an old Sefer Torah in order to buy a new one? Kevin Delo Ma'alilei Osir. Since you're not going up in Kedusha, it's Osir. O Dilma, perhaps, Kevin Deleka Le'iluye Iluye Achrina Shabridami. There is no up. There's nothing above a Sefer Torah. So therefore, since you can't go up, you can at least stay the same. So do we say it's also because you're not going up? Or no, you're doing as much as you can do. Toshima. So now we're going to bring we're going to try to answer this question with a number of braises. Our Mishnah says, if you sold the Sefer Torah, you can't buy Sfarim. So the Gemara wants to be medayik. Sfarim hudulo. You can't buy Sfarim. That's Nevim uksubim. HaTorah b'Torah Shaper Domi. But to buy another Sefer Torah should be mutter. Says the Gemara, no. Masnisin di Eved. The Mishnah Torah b'di Eved. You already sold the Sefer Torah, so now you can't buy Nevim. Can you buy another Sefer Torah b'di Eved? Yeah, b'di Eved, you already sold your Sefer Torah. You should not have done that, perhaps. But yeah, you can buy another one. But ki kamivol on the chatchila. We want to know the chatchila. Can you sell Sefer Torah number one in order to buy Sefer Torah number two? So there's no proof from this Mishnah. Toshma, come here, another proof. Golden Sefer Torah, you can roll a Sefer Torah b'mitbachos chumashin, in the mitbachos, the begadim of a chumash. The chumashin can be rolled b'mitbachos nevi'im, because you're raising the kedusha of the mitpachat. B'mitbachos nevi'im uksubim. Aval lo nevi'im uksubim b'mitbachos chumashin. You can't take a mitpachat from a chumash and use it for nevi'im uksubim because it's lowering the kedusha. V'lo chumashin b'mitbachos sefer Torah. And you can't use the mitpachat of a chumash for a sefer Torah. K'tani miyas, but you see from here, golulin sefer Torah b'mitbachos chumashim. So, mitbachos chumashim in, mitbachos sefer Torah lo. You can take the mitpachat of a chumash and use it to roll a sefer Torah. But maybe you can take, it sounds like you cannot take the mitpachat from sefer Torah number one and put it on sefer Torah number two. You have to go up in Kedusha. That's not going up in Kedusha. Again, mitpachos chumashin in, I can use a mitpachat of a chumash to roll a sefer Torah. But mitpachat sefer Torah lo. Says the Gemara, but aim a sefer. Look at the sefer of this brayso. V'lo chumashin b'mitpachot sefer Torah. You can't wrap a chumash in a mitpachat of a sefer Torah. So it sounds like you can't wrap a chumash in a mitpachat of a sefer Torah. HaTorah b'Torah shaper domi. But you can wrap a sefer Torah in the mitpachat of a different sefer Torah. So from the ratio we're medayik one way, from the sefer we're medayik exactly the opposite. Elameha lekalamash mamina. So you see that you cannot derive anything from this braisa because you have a diuk in the ratio one way, you have a diuk in the sefer the exact opposite. Obviously, it was not written in a way to be medayik, and we have no answer to our question. Toshima. Meinichin sefer Torah agabi Torah. You can put a sefer Torah on top of a Torah. V'Torah agabi chumashin. V'chumashin agabi nevi in uksudim. You can put a sefer Torah on another sefer Torah, but you cannot put a sefer, and you can put a sefer Torah on a chumash and on nevi'im uksuvim, but not the opposite, right? You can only put something with higher kedusha on top. Says the Gemara, hanachu ka'amras. So you want to say from here, you can put one sefer Torah on top of another. So you see that sefer Torah all the same. I could sell one sefer Torah and buy a new sefer Torah. Says the Gemara, no. Hanocha ka'amros. You're trying to get raya from Hanocha when you're putting one sefer Torah on top of another. Shiny Hanocha, the low efsher. It's different over here because Hanocha is no efsher. You don't have enough room. You need to put one sefer Torah on top of the other. And I'll prove it. Dilo temahachi, if you don't say such a svara, that in the case of hecha the low efsher, that it's mutter. Michrach hecha karchina. How can you roll a sefer Torah? When you roll up a Sefer Torah is lying on the bima. Each parsha, right, it's rolled up. So each parsha is rolled on top of the next one. You don't have a Sefer Torah spread out so you can see the whole Sefer Torah at once. We roll it up. When you're rolling it up, each part of the Sefer Torah is rolled up on top of the next. So since there's no other, you can't have a Sefer Torah without rolling it up and having one parsha on top of another parsha. Therefore, it's mutter. So who did over here? It comes to Hanocha. Since you don't have enough room, you're allowed to put one Sefer Torah on top of another. But that does not mean that lichatchila I can sell Sefer Torah number one for Sefer Torah number two. So we don't yet have an answer to our question. Toshima. Dabar Rabba Barbachan, Am Rabbi Yochum, Shem, Shem, Gamliel. Lo yim ko adam Sefer Torah yashan, nikach bo chadash. You can't sell a Sefer Torah yashan to buy a new Sefer Torah. Beautiful. So our question's been answered. Says the Gemara, no, our question has not been answered. Hossam over there, Mishum Pshiusa. That could be because of negligence. Like we saw on the previous Amud, by selling by destroying one shul in order to rebuild another shul. I'm destroying shul one to build shul two. We said you're not going to do that because we're afraid you're going to be poshea. You'll destroy shul number one and then you'll change your mind and won't build shul number two. You'll be left without shul number one and without shul number two. Who is it over here? You're going to sell Sefer Torah number one. And then you're going to change your mind, and then you don't have Sefer Torah number one, and you don't have Sefer Torah number two. So that for sure is no good. But Ki Kamrinan, our question at hand is, Kagon Dechsiv, the Sefer Torah is already written, Umanach Lafruke, and it's by the sofer, and he's just waiting to be paid. You pay him the money. There's no time for pshia, for negligence. He'll sell the Sefer Torah, you take the money, bring it to sofer number A, and sofer A will give you the Sefer Torah. There's no time for pshia, so maybe that is mutter. My, what's the din? Tashema, the Amr Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Meir, ain't mochan sefer Torah el lilmo Torah b'lisa isha. You can only sell a sefer Torah to learn Torah and to marry a woman. Oh, shema mina Torah b'Torah shaper dami. So we see that you can sell a sefer Torah, it would seem, to buy another sefer Torah. I can sell a sefer Torah in order to have money to learn Torah, so I can sell a sefer Torah to buy a different sefer Torah. Says the Gemara, no. Dilma shiny limud. No! You can't compare buying a Sefer Torah to learning Torah. Shalimud maybe the day maisa. Learning Torah leads to fulfilling all the mitzvahs all the time. And therefore that is on a higher level perhaps than the Sefer Torah. You can sell a Sefer Torah for that. But that doesn't mean that you can sell Sefer Torah 1 to buy Sefer Torah number 2. You're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah in order to learn Torah because limud maybe the day maisa. And Isha Nami, you know why you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah to get married? Because of the Pasuk. Lo Sohu Bara'a L'Sheves Yitzara. God did not create the world for it to be barren, but rather for it to be populated. This is one of the big psukim in the mitzvah of Pruvu, Pasuk from the Navi, Yeshaya, the importance of having large families. Aval Torah b'Torah lo, but Torah b'Torah, no. You cannot sell Sefer Torah number one for Sefer Torah number two. We have no raya from this brisa. Okay, so we our original question stands. The Gemara does not answer question. All we've just said now about Torah b'Torah lo is that we cannot bring a proof from the fact that you can sell a Sefer Torah in order to learn Torah. You can't compare learning Torah to buying a Sefer Torah. Tana Rabbanan, lo yimkor adam Sefer Torah, af pi she'eino tzaros lo. You may not sell a Sefer Torah even if you don't need it. Yeser al kain, more than that. Furthermore, Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, afilu ein lo mayochal, even if you have nothing to eat. Umocha Sefer Torah, ubito, and you sell a Sefer Torah, or your daughter, you sell your daughter as an ama ivriya to be a maidservant, eino roas simin bracha la'olam. You'll never see any bracha from such money that you receive for selling your daughter into slavery and for selling a Sefer Torah. Period. Gemara continues with the Mishnah, v'chein b'mos rehem. So our Mishnah said they have to go up in Kedusha, not down. At the end it said, V'chein b'mosrayan, also with the extra money left over. Excuse me. Okay. Amar Rava. So you can't even use the leftover money. You can't go down in Kedusha. Amar Rava Loshan Elisha Machru V'hosiru. What does it mean? You sold something, and let's see Rashi. Shemachru v'hosiro, machru echa minak kedushos halalu. You sold one of these kedushas, and what are you supposed to do? Buy something of greater kedusha, and you did. V'lokchu mimiksas adamim, and part of the money you used, most of the money, even let's say, you used part of the money to buy a kedusha meula, a greater kedusha. You did exactly what you're supposed to do, but it wasn't exactly the same price. So now you have leftover money. V'hosiru mehen. You have leftover money. So that money also cannot be used for a lesser kedusha. So says Rava, this is by machru. You sold something. You bought something else. You have leftover money. You have to use it for, again, a higher kedusha dika purpose. Aval, but gavu, if you just collected money, v'osiru, and you had leftover money, you didn't yet buy anything, so then mutter. Rashi says, you're collecting money for the Sefer Torah. The kanuhu, then you buy the Sefer Torah. The nosa biyada min adamim, then I have extra money. The Sefer Torah, I collect the $30,000. The Sefer Sofer wants $29,000. I have an extra $1,000. So then you're allowed to use the leftover money for a different purpose. Mutul haridan. Then Rashi says, that's explaining the Gemara, you're allowed to lower it to a lower kedusha. You can use the $1,000 to buy a yad, to read from the Sefer Torah, to buy a mantle, something of lesser kedusha than the Sefer Torah. Why? Rashi says, shayadayin lo ba'u l'shimush kedusha chamura, because it wasn't yet used as kedusha chamura. You collect the money to buy a Sefer Torah, but it's not like you had a Sefer Torah, you sold it, and all the money now is nitpas b'kedusha Sefer Torah. Hey, you collected the money, but it wasn't yet used as a Sefer Torah, so it doesn't have the kedusha, and you could lower it. Eisvei Abai. Abai is a kash on Rava. V'med dvar ma'amurim. When do we say this? Shalo hisnu. When do we say you can't use the leftover money for a lower purpose, lower kedusha dika purpose? That's only if you didn't make a tanai. You didn't make a condition. Abai hisnu. But if you made a condition that you're allowed to use the leftover money, afilu l'duchsusya mutter. If you made a condition that you're allowed to lower the leftover money, you can use it even for a duch susya. The duch susya, the Gemara later on, Rashi tells us, the Gemara will explain what is a duch susya. So, hechidami, what's the case? Ilema shem machru v'hosiru. If they sold, they bought a Sefer Torah, they bought a mantle, and they sell it now, and they buy something else of greater kedusha, and they have leftover money. So, ki hisnu, my havi. What does it help to have made a tanai? The money is kadosh. The money came from this kedusha dika purpose. The money is nitpas b'kedushas x. The money has kedusha. So, tanai is not going to help. So, we said here, Abaye wants to tell us that the Braisa says this whole business that you can't lower the kedusha is only when you didn't make a tanai. You didn't make a condition. If you make a condition, it's okay. Well, what exactly is the case? If I bought Kedushas A, and then I sold it, and I bought Kedusha B, which is a higher Kedusha, and I have leftover money, so a Tanai is not going to help me spend that leftover money on a lower Kedusha. Just not going to work. So, ki hisnu mahave. What's it going to help? All the money has the Kedusha of the object that was sold. Ella must be, shagavu, you collected the money to buy a Sefer Torah, v'hosiru, and you had leftover money. If you collect the money to buy a Sefer Torah, and you have extra money, then, what the Bryce is telling you, if you make a tanai, you make a condition, then the extra $1,000 that you have left over, that the Sefer Torah only cost 29, and you collected 30, that extra $1,000, then you could use it for a lower Kedusha purpose. Time with the hisnu, only if you made it tonight. Hello, hisnu lo. But if you don't make it tonight, you cannot use it for a lower kedusha. So this is a bias kasha on Rava, because Rava said that if you collected the money and you didn't yet buy anything with it, and you go to buy your Sefer Torah and you have extra money you could use for whatever you want, because it's not yet nitzpas b'kedusha Sefer Torah. It didn't come from a Sefer Torah. You collected the money, you bought a Sefer Torah, you have leftover money. So the bias, but you see from the braisa, that's only if you make it tonight. But without a tanai, without a condition, it doesn't work. Says the Gemara, hello. Hello, it's Nullah. The Olam, really, I'll tell you, Shemachru v'hosiru. Really, they sold the Sefer Torah, and they had extra money. So we said, if you have extra money, that shouldn't help. V'hachi kamer, this is what it's saying. B'med var ma'amurim, when do we say that you can't lower the leftover money? Shalom hisnu shiva tuvi ha'ir b'mayimid anshe ha'ir. If the shiva tuvi ha'ir b'mayimid anshe ha'ir didn't make it tanai, then you have to use the leftover money with the same for the same kedusha. Aval hisnu shiva tuvi ha'ir b'mayimid anshe ha'ir. If the shiva tuvi ha'ir b'mayimid anshe ha'ir make it tanai, afilu l'duchsusya nami mutter. You can even use it for a duchsusya, which we don't yet know what it means. So the tanai here is talking about where you've sold the item. You sold the item, everything is included in the kedusha, even the leftover. You sold item A, you bought item B, you have leftover money. But here we're talking about where the shiva tuvah yibra ma'ir anshe made it tanai, that the leftover money is going to be chulin. It's not going to have kedusha. If they make such a tanai, it's okay. But this ends up not a kasha on Rava, who wants to tell us that if you collect the money and you have leftover money, you could do with it lesser kedusha dika purposes. Amrei Abaye lahu mirabanan. Abaye said to one of the rabbanan, to have a Masada Masnisa Kami Rav Sheshes, who is or arranging the braces in front of Rav Sheshes. Mish Mielach Rav Sheshes, my Duchsusya. Did you hear from Rav Sheshes? What does it mean, Duchsusya? See, he also didn't know. Rabbi also didn't know what this Duchsusya business is. Rav is talking about Duchsusya. Rabbi doesn't know what he's talking about. Amalei, Hachi Amar Rav Sheshes. This is what Rav Sheshes said. Parsha Demasa. The Duchsusya is a Parsha Demasa. What's that? Masa is a town. What's a Parsha Demasa? Rashi says, B'nei Ha'ir Sokhan Adam Rochev Sus. The townspeople rent, they hire a man, a horse riding man. Shehelem Mizuman L'Sholcho B'Shlichus L'Moshel Ha'ir K'sheit Starfu. When the Jews need to send something to the ruler of the city, to the mayor, so they have this man available, and that's what the money is being used for. A lower, it's not Kedusha Sefer Torah, not Kedusha Basic Knesset. It's for Tzorchei Tzibur. They use the money for Tzorchei Tzibur. It's a lower Kedusha. Duchsusya is the man who's ready on his horse to go ride to the government officials to help out the Jews. Amar Abaye, so Abaye saw that he didn't know what it meant, but he saw that this Talmud Chacham did know what it meant. He said, "Hilkach haitzuber rebanan deshamalei milsa v'loyada perusha." If you heard a word and you don't know what it means, l'shayle kamei deshchiach kamei rabanan. You should ask someone who spends time with the rabanan. D'lo efshe d'lo shmirei min gavra rabba. Because it can't be that he didn't hear it from the gavra rabba. He has someone who hangs around rabanan, so probably he's familiar with the lingo and with the lashonos, and he can help you out. Am Rabbi Yochanan Shum Rabbi Meir. B'nei ha'ir shaholchu l'ir acheres. The people of one town go to visit another town. Upasko alein tzedakah, and they have an appeal. Nosnin, they should give tzedakah to the other town, to the gabbai tzedakah who's collecting money in the other town. Ukushen boin, and when they go back to their own town, mevi'in osa imahen, they can take the money back from the gabbai tzedakah. Umafarnesin bo aniye iran, and they use it to support the aniyim of their own city. City A went to City B. City B had an appeal. City A gives money to City B. The money stays by the Gabbai Tzedakah. When they're ready to go back home, they get the money back and they distribute it to their own aniyim. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have this also in a brisa. B'nei ha'ir shaholchu li'ir acheres. Upasku alein tzedakah. Nosnin, they give tzedakah to the appeal of the other city. Ukushein bo'in, when they come to take leave of that city, mevi'in osa imahim. They take the money with them and support their own aniyim. Why do they have to give it at all? What's the point of giving it if they're going to take it back to their own town? Rashi says, "Nosin osa lagabe osa ha'ir." You know why? Kadesh lo yachshadum b'poskin ve'ena nosin. People shouldn't think that they just pledge money and they don't plan on giving it. It's like a Maris Ayin thing. So they give it, and the gabbai tzedakah holds on to it, and he gives it back to them. I guess to an individual, not each person gets his own money, but it's given back to the city as a whole for them to be mafarnes and support their own aniyim. That's by a city as a whole. The yachid shahalach le'ir acheres, an individual goes to visit a city, upasku al tzedakah, they make an appeal and he pledges money. Tinasei lani osa ha'ir, he gives it to, it stays in that city by the aniyim of that city. Rav Huna goza tanisa. Rav Huna declared a fast. Al gabe Rav Chana bar Chani loy v'chol b'nei ma'asei. So Rav Chana bar Chani loy and his townspeople went to Rav Huna's town for, I guess, to daven on the fast day. A big communal davening. Rabu Ayat Tzedakah, they had an appeal, they pledged some Tzedakah. The Abu, and the people from Rav Chana Bar Chani Loi's town gave the money to Rav Huna. But Kibo Lemesi, when they were ready to go back home, Amrule, they said to Rav Huna, Nusvalan Mar, give us back our money, Venezel, Nefarnes, Ba'aniyim Mosin, and we'll support the Aniyim of our own city. Amrulehu, Rav Huna responded to them, Tanina, the Braisa says, Vamedva Mamurim, when do we say that the townspeople get back the money to support their own townspeople? Kishain sham chever ir. That's only when the town that you're visiting does not have a chever ir. What's a chever ir? Talmud Chacham hamis asek b'tzorchei tzibur, says the top Rashi Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Ava yesham chever ir. If there is a Talmud Chacham like Mirav Huna who's in charge of distributions and tzorchei tzibur in the city, al v'yeshem chaver tinasen the chaver ir. It stays by the chaver ir. I keep it. You don't get it back. V'kol shekein and kavachomer. In this case, dani edidi v'ditchu alai smichi. And kol shekein in this case, because I'm not only in charge of the gabbai tzedakah of giving supporting the Aniyim in my city, I'm also in charge of supporting the Aniyim in your city. So Kavachome, I don't have to give you back the money because I use the money both for my city and for your city. And therefore, anyway, when there's a Talmud Chacham, it stays in this city because he's in charge of the Tzorchei Tzibur. And Kol Shekeini in this city where there's also a Talmud Chacham, and also I'm supporting the Aniyim in your city, so certainly I keep the money and I don't return it, and it will be used to support the Aniyim of both our city and your city.